Let's talk a little bit about something I wanted to wait until the end here. It's called water. So many people are getting different kinds of water. And let me mention three things. One, you go to a restaurant, they ask you if you want carbonated or flat water. But a couple months ago, I had a doctor on. We're talking about this disease that's out there. I don't know if you've heard of it, called Morgellons disease.
I have not heard of that.
His theory is, it's a very strange affliction, but his theory is that some bottled water, primarily from France, has some of these parasites in it, and it was his warning for people just to watch out for that. But what's your take on water?
This is the biggest resource for the future, and I have intensely, I'm talking massively, studied this subject for a number of years, gone to all the sacred water sites in North America that I could possibly find, meaning hiking to the spring water sources, river waters, just checking out the whole energy of water and really what it's all about, and reading a lot on the subject. And what I've concluded through a combination of my studies on alchemy, Victor Schauberger's work, and just my own conclusions, is that the best water for you is water that you drink yourself, that you go get yourself at the spring source. And that is available if you really seek it out. Now, it may be easier for some than others. Spring water is balanced between the mother and father energies. And what I mean by that is that, like the sun, that's kind of father, atmosphere is father, and then earth energies, that's mother. And we got to have a water that's balanced there. Meaning, if you have too much rainwater, this happens to people in Hawaii where they drink in rainwater all the time, you can get really unbalanced from it. You get too much of the atmospheric energies or the sun energies, and that's unbalancing. If you do too much well water, you get the opposite problem, which is you get too much mother energies, too much minerals, and your body can't process it, and you get calcified or get too much iron. An idea you could do if you have a well at your house, you can get a filter, reverse osmosis. That way you're not getting that mineral problem, but you're still getting water that's somewhat natural. It's coming out of the earth. Piped water that's coming into cities, even if it's cleaned up, through reverse osmosis and various filtration systems, is really problematic because it's been corrupted by piping and pressurization, which destroys the energy of water. Water is a living organism, just like a plant or a tree or a human or anything else, and it needs to be treated appropriately, and the ancients did treat it appropriately. That's why the Romans built aqueducts. They didn't drink out of the Tiber River. Why not? They would have aqueducts coming from mountain spring sources all the way into the city. That's amazing. I mean, we don't even think about that today because we've lost touch with this. Water that is coming out of a spring naturally it embodies the balance of the mother and father energies, and it's kind of endowed with creator's original intent. That's probably the best way I can really say it. It's waters of the original creation, and it puts you in touch with how we're supposed to be living.
Have you seen some of the work of Dr. Emoto with water? It's amazing.
It's amazing, and this is a big part of water, blessing the water, putting words. I mean, ever since I read that book, right, it's like you got to write love on your water and hope and trust and faith and honesty, whatever.
That
information has changed my life.
And there's no doubt that we also are what we drink. And if you drink yourself to death, we know what the outcome is with something like that. How do you know if you're dehydrated?
Well, you may not know. And one of the ways you can know is if you feel hungry, drink water and see if the hunger goes away. Because a lot of times people are drinking or they're actually eating when they're thirsty. And a hunger pang is often your body's call for water, not food. So that's a good way to check in with that. One thing I recommend is drinking about a liter of water first thing in the morning, the best water you can find. Write love on your water bottle, the word love, and then squeeze a lemon in there. Now, one of the things that you hear contradicting information about is, should the water be alkaline or acid? Have you heard about this?
No.
Well, there's different conflicting things about this. Acid water is more hydrating, meaning I'm not talking about putting acids in the water. I'm putting lemon juice in the water or lime juice in the water. And you'll notice that automatically allows the water to enter your cells better. And people do it intuitively, almost instinctively. And then I would also recommend, if you're not sure of the water quality, add a little bit of a sea salt or a full spectrum rock salt to the water to give it some information, to give it some mineral information. That's probably the best word I can use is information there.
So what kind of water do you drink?
I really like Trinity Springs water, and I was talking, it's funny you bring this up, because I was talking with them today. I really want their water in glass, and I got the guy today, and I was like, look, man, you got to get this stuff in glass. We can't have this plastic around the planet anymore. People don't want it anymore. They want glass, and they're onto it. So they're gonna do that next year and get the whole glass line out, and it's pretty exciting because, see, some of these companies, like Trinity Springs Water, doesn't have pressurized bottling. When you pressurize spring water, you screw up the data. It's in the water. I mean, see, water is an information collector. The latest thing in microprocessors is they're trying to get rid of all silicon chips and putting a drop of water in there. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, that I have.
And so then they program the water with information, and they can extract the information out of the water because water can hold nearly an infinite amount of information. But when you pressurize it, heat it, boil it, broil it, send it through copper pipes, then it starts losing that.
I drink distilled water once in a while, but also tell me a little bit about these filters that are in new refrigerators. Do they help?
Yeah, well, it's better. Yeah, it depends. I mean, I'm really, George, I really don't feel like water that's coming out of a city pipe or a town pipe, meaning what's piped into your house, is really drinkable. Well water, if you use a reverse osmosis system, great. If you get spring water in glass, great. If you can go to the source where the spring is, which I do whenever I can, that's really the best thing you can do. And it is a subtle difference, but it does affect your awareness. And I really feel like water teaches you something. It's like, you know, it's like food teaches you something. Every food has its own information. You know, if you eat
well,
grass,
I was gonna say,
you know, it cleans you out.
How can you trust the water source? How do we know we're getting what we're supposed to?
That's a good question. See, that's one of the reasons why I like companies like Trinity Waters, because they'll take you right to their bottling facility and you can see everything. They don't hide anything. And if you're really into a certain type of water, whatever it is, you know, there's tons of them out there, call them up and say, hey, I want to come check out your plant. I want to see your whole operation. If they hide it from you, then I'd be a little concerned. One of the great things about going to a spring water setup where the spring is naturally coming out of the water or coming out of the ground is that this is nature's natural filtration process. So, you know, even if there's stuff going on farms nearby, hey, it's being filtered through the earth. That's, you know, that's the carbon. It's being pulled through the carbon. It's a carbon, natural carbon filter that the earth is naturally. So the spring water is going to be likely the cleanest water you can find around.